Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Paul Angles back on the show. Paul is, folks, he's a digital marketing pioneer. He owns the patent on the pay-per-click technology. And so that tells you what a pioneer he was back in the day. And he's been involved in digital marketing for a long time now, since anybody started doing it. He's the publisher of the author of the Angles Report about marketing automation. And it's a comprehensive study of how marketing automation works for companies. And he's our good friend, Paul Angles. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you back. And what people may not know about you that I know is that your parents and some of your siblings were born in Cuba. You're a Cuban American.
That is absolutely correct.
And so we now are on the other side of the life of Fidel Castro, the strong man of Cuba for the last 60 years. And I'd like for you to take a moment and give my audience a little report, if you don't mind, on what do you think, what are you thinking, what are you feeling, what is your family thinking? Does this mean anything? Is anything going to change? Those kinds of things.
Well, yeah, as I was telling you during the break, my only regret here is that my dad passed away earlier this year, and he didn't get to see this day. He actually knew Castro in Cuba. Hmm. Not well, but he knew him. They're the same age. He would have been 90 last month. And he had the opportunity to go back, would never do it. They didn't want to see what had happened to their beloved country. So, you know, Castro's a thug. He was a horrible,
murderer.
Human being. Yeah, absolutely. There's no question. And it's good riddance. So yes, everyone is thrilled that he's gone. He's actually been out of power for 10 years, so his brother's been handling the day-to-day.
But the fact that he breathed there gave him some kind of cachet, didn't it?
It did. And, you know, the people there, they know what's going on. They're not stupid.
Yeah.
You know, they knew that their brothers and sisters and cousins in the U.S. were doing so much better than them. One of my sisters has visited a number of times because I have some distant cousins who live there, and they brought photo albums.
And there was no problem going back and forth?
No. She was actually born there.
Uh-huh.
And they want the money. They were happy to have Americans spend money. But she brought a photo album of the American side of the family, and the Cuban side was floored by the opulence.
Wow.
And this is not a wealthy family. It's just cars.
Just regular middle-class Americans.
Right. Nice homes. And they couldn't believe how much they had.
Mm-hmm.
There's been 60 years of decay and ruin, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens to it. I know that people in Miami who are very much tied into it have made lots of plans, and it'll be interesting to see how those plans get executed.
Will that regime stand down there now with Raul, the brother?
You know, I think Raul sees the writing on the wall, and he'll negotiate a nice settlement.
Well, he's an old man himself, but they still got the military to deal with, right? I mean, those guys aren't going to go easy.
There is, but who's paying their salary? You know, they have almost nothing.
But they have power.
In the military, they
have power.
Poor. They have power. That is absolutely true.
That's a pretty strong currency for a lot of people.
They're pretty far removed from the revolution.
Right.
You know, it's multiple generations now. And at some point, they've only been holding on because Castro is holding on, in my opinion.
If Cuba gets reordered and the regime falls apart, will it happen? Do you think it'll happen in an orderly way, or will it be messy?
My sense is it'll probably be orderly.
Yeah.
I don't really think that, for the most part, they have an appetite for revolution.
Right.
You know.
So maybe over a decade period, it just evolves into a place, and finally the Cubans find maybe a democrat form of government, something like that.
You know, you look at how fast Eastern Europe fell.
Yeah.
And changed over, and it wasn't very long.
Interesting analysis. Interesting comparison. I hadn't thought about that. That's a really good way to think about it. Hey, Paul, thank you for sharing those thoughts. My audience and I appreciate you doing that. Paul Engels, ladies and gentlemen, 8 of 14 children from a Cuban-American family. Quick break, 20 till 7.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.